Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're just going to play one more song and we're going to get started. Amen.
Forget your yesterday.
And it doesn't want to play. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. We want to thank you this morning for being with us again this Sunday morning. We are still learning our technology here, so just bear with us. We're getting better with it, getting more familiar with it. And we just thank God for the opportunity to be before you this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God this morning because God woke us up this morning. We thank God because we have the activity of our limbs. We have strength. We have life. God, and we just thank you this morning. We praise him. And you should praise him too. You should thank him too. You should give him all the glory. You should give him some thanksgiving. Thanksgiving come off of your lips this morning, because if you have the device to turn on and hear me this morning, God has blessed you. If you have the ears to hear what I'm saying this morning, God has blessed you. And we just welcome you. We welcome you to this ministry. We welcome you to Triumph Life Ministry. This is an online ministry. Again, that wasn't birthed out of coronavirus, but the coronavirus did help us to go ahead and implement it. And I thank God that God has blessed us to be able to bring it to you. Yes, it is a blessing that we're able to do this. We just thank God that he's able us to do this. We just felt it was time to move forward in this ministry, because, you know, there's so many people, there's so much going on in our communities. We know there's so much going on in our communities, and because there is so much going on in our communities, and the coronavirus and having us not able to go and worship like normal, and so many people losing their jobs, so many people working 7 days a week, and so many people are getting sick. Matter of fact, the coronavirus has touched my church family, and it's also has touched my wife's family up in Mobile, Alabama. So we definitely, our hearts definitely goes out to them, and we are praying for the families, and we just pray that God allow a cure to come along, a vaccine to come along, so that this pandemic will be able to be put under control. We just ask God for that. And you know, it's just a really unstable time at this time, and I just thank God that I can be able to at least speak to you, to encourage you, to let you know that God is still God regardless of what goes on. God is still God. And we have to praise him and thank him for that. And I know sometimes when we're in these negative situations, it's difficult to be able to thank God, and it's difficult to be able to praise God, because it's like, what is it that we're praising him for? Well, we're praising God because he is God. And although he may not do it, he can do it, and he's able to do it. And he promised that he will be with us until the end of the world. So our main focus should be to be in him and let him be in us. If God said, if you abide in me and I will abide, if we can abide together, then we know that we have safety in the Lord. And we may not be safe on this earth, but the word of God says to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And if we're present with him, everything will be all right. And I know nobody's in a rush to get there. I'm not in a rush to get there myself. However, amen, I know that I have a Savior, and he has prepared a place for me. And I want you to know that this morning. I want you to feel that this morning. and hold that into your spirit, into your heart, that you may have faith and have hope in Jesus Christ, that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer, that he is a way maker, and that he will do it for you in your life. You just have to trust him. We put out advertisement on Facebook, and you know, there's some mean people out there. I mean, sometimes, you know, if there's something on Facebook that I don't agree with, that I don't like, I just kind of keep scrolling. But you know, if some people take the time and really put out some negative comments on this ministry, and it's not on the ministry itself, but it's on the fact that it is towards Christ. And I know the Bible says that we will, you know, we will, you know, take scrutiny because of him. And that's certainly true. I didn't realize, I guess I've been living in my bubble, I didn't realize that there were people out there that would that was really hate church and hate Christ. And we pray for them. We pray for them. And I understand, because, you know, some people have been church hurt. Some people don't believe, what have you. And I understand. But that's no reason to bash others and their belief. And I believe that God is real, and I believe heaven and hell is real. And I believe if we serve God and love him and love his people, that we will have, that we can have eternal life. I believe that in my spirit. The Bible speaks of it, and the Bible is true. I've learned that there's so many truths in the Bible if we just follow by them. And, you know, I had some issues pressing me earlier in the week, and I was able to release them, and I feel like I'm renewed in a renewed spirit. And I thank God that God tells us how to handle things and handle situations, so that, you know, we're not burdened down. And he said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. And we have to learn to cast our cares upon him. So enough of that. I just wanted to, you know, speak to you and let you know why we're doing this. We're doing this to encourage you. We're doing this, and we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, whether it's in your living room or your bedroom, it doesn't matter. We thank you for allowing us in there and to speak to you and to be able to encourage you. So we thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we just thank God for this opportunity to spend this time with you. We're going to ask, if you have not done it already, find us on our Facebook page, Triumph Life Ministries. Go to Facebook and search Triumph Life Ministry and like the page. That way you can keep up with us. Also, go to our Faith Life group. If you go to the Faith Life group, you'll also know when we're going streaming as well, and also you can submit your prayer requests. And eventually, I'm hoping next month that we'll be able to implement a Bible study, and there will be a way that we'll be able to communicate with one another and go through a Bible study. We want to start doing that, so that, again, we're just, you know, we're restricted from the building. And one day we will get back to the building, and that's when it's safe. But until that time, we would like to, you know, just share the word of God with you, you know, the things that we've studied and learned, and be able to encourage you in Jesus Christ. Amen. So go to the Facebook page, triumphlifeministry.com, like it. Go to faithlife.com. And if you have a smartphone, or you can download the app, you can download the Faith Life Study Bible app. And when you download the Faith Life Study Bible app, you will have the ability to join the group there as well. Just look for Triumph Life Ministries and join the group. And once you join the group, you can participate with the ministry. There's when I put up the scriptures, a link will pop up on your phone. You just click the link and it'll take you directly to those scriptures, so you don't have to fumble and look for it. And we have that set up on our end, but you have to have the app to be able to do that, to be able to utilize that feature. So we're going to ask that you do that, and that way you can participate along with the sermon. Also, there should be a button. If there's something that you love, you can click the heart button, and it'll show that the love will come up on the screen. If you want to say amen, you can click the amen. The amen will come up on the screen so that you can participate, and others know that you're saying amen to the word of God. We're learning different little things that are available and for us to take advantage of. So we just want to share those things with you, and just enjoy Jesus electronically, digitally. We may not be together physically, but we can be together spiritually. And if we're together spiritually, God is with us. Amen. Let's go into the word of God. We spent enough time talking with you, and let's go into the word of God. We briefly want to speak with you this morning on the title, Know the Way and Get Ahead. 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 The scripture is going to be Luke, 19, 4 and 5, but we're going to read 1 through 10, and beginning with the first verse, it reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guests with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. 10th and the final verse. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which was lost. Amen. Our text is coming from the 4th and the 5th verse. And our thought is coming from the 4th and the 5th verse. And our thought today is, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And Jesus said, come. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. Think to yourself, think to yourself, if there's somebody in the house asleep, wake them up and say, know the way and get ahead. 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 As we think about these scriptures, as we think about this scripture, if you remember last week, if you was with us last week, we talked about a ruler that came to Jesus. He had access to Jesus, and he came and asked Jesus to help him with his little girl. And the ruler was a rich man, but along the way, there was a woman that also had an issue and had a problem, and she didn't have the access that the rich ruler had, but she made her way to Christ. If you remember, I mentioned that it doesn't matter whether we are have access or whether we don't have access to Christ, easy access. We all have access to him. Some may have to work a little harder than others, but we all need to get to Christ. Well, this Sunday is not too much difference, because if we look at the previous chapter, in chapter 18 of the book of Luke, we would know that Jesus had arrived in Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And when he arrived in Jericho, there was a blind man that heard the commotion in the crowd, and he had wanted to know what was it all about, and they let him know that Jesus of Nazareth was coming through. And he cried out to Jesus, and he said, Jesus, the Lord, the Son of David. And he cried out and asked that Jesus healed his blindness. He was a begging blind man, because if you know any history of scripture, when there was a particular ailment, when you were unhealthy, you were unable to participate in regular society. A blind man could not get a job, so he was stuck with begging for his living. He was stuck asking for alms for his living, and there was a blind man on the side of the road that was begging, but when he heard that Jesus was coming along the way, he recognized that this was an opportunity that he didn't have to beg no more. He could ask for a healing, and it will take him from the place of begging to a place of making a living. I like that already. I like that. The man was stuck in a place of begging, but when he heard that Jesus was coming along, he could get a healing that would deliver him from begging to making a living. That is a place that all should strive for. We all should strive for, from begging to making a living. And in this life, we all strive to do better. We all strive to have more. There are some that look at the scriptures where the Bible says, be content with such as you have. And I do believe that. I do believe that we should be satisfied with those things that God bless us with. But I believe that not only should we be satisfied with God bless us with, but we should not be complacent with those things that God bless us with, because at the end of the scriptures that we're talking about in chapter 19, God at the house of Zacchaeus explained a parable to Zacchaeus about a ruler who that gives his servants, his 10 servants, basically money, and three of them end up, where two of them end up investing their money, and one end up putting his money under a mattress, and the ruler take that money that the guy put under the mattress and give it to the one who did the most with it. So God wants us to be content with what we have, but we ought to be in a place that we're content but not complacent. In other words, we should always strive for improvement. We should always strive for betterment. We should want to be better. I want to be a better speaker. I would like to be a better preacher. I strive and I study to be a better speaker and a better preacher, and I attempt to be better because I want to not be great, but I want to be able to communicate better to you. I want to be able to explain scripture better to you that you may understand, that I may affect someone else's life in a way that that they see within themselves a strength or a weakness that they can overcome or that they can utilize and make themselves a better person. I want to sow into other people's lives, and I know being able to communicate the scriptures better will help me do that. So there should be an area in your life that you know that you should, that you're weak and that you want to strengthen. There should be a strength in your life that you know that you have and that you can work on and make better and use it to elevate your life yourself. There should always be a area in life that you want to improve. So we should be content but not complacent. And that's where I am. That's where I am in my life. I'm content with such as I have. God has blessed me with so much. And if, you know, the songwriter says, as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I have been blessed. And I know that you've been blessed too. I know God has blessed you. If you look back over your life from what you've come from and what you've been through and some of the situations and issues that you've been in, I know that God has blessed you. You can say that too. As I look back over my life and think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. So many of us are so blessed, even in a time like this, even in the middle of the pandemic, you know, even in our situations that we are right now, we can truly say that we are a blessed people. And as we look at our scriptures, the blind man gets his healing, and now Jesus is continuing on, and there's a crowd around him, and everybody's looking for their blessing. Everybody's looking for healing. Everybody's wanting to be touched. Everybody's wanting to be delivered. Everybody is looking for the next miracle that he's going to perform. And Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And on his way to Jerusalem, he now has a ruler. The Bible says Zacchaeus was a chief publican. Now we know the publicans was the tax collectors, and Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector. In other words, Zacchaeus had collectors that worked up under him, and he was in a position that he could at that time he could. Not only did he collect the tax for the Roman Empire, but he would add a little extra interest on top of that and keep it for himself. So the Bible says he was rich. Yeah, if he was to collect a dollar, he could collect $2, keep a dollar for himself and give the Romans their dollar. And if everybody was giving him a dollar, then, you know, he would obviously be a rich man. And I'm sure that there was a percentage that he was supposed to take for his services and for the job that he was to perform. But, you know, as we know, man, when we operate in the flesh, we tend to operate in the flesh, and that gives us the operation of greed. And when we're operating in the flesh and we're operating in greed, we tend to take more than we ought to take. So Zacchaeus has issues. Zacchaeus had been operating in the flesh, but there was a unique moment. There was a unique moment that Zacchaeus had here, because he had also, he had heard about Jesus and he was wanting to see Jesus. I can imagine that the fame of Jesus had went about. You know, he had fed 5,000. He was healing the sick. He was making the blind see, and he was making the deaf hear. He was making the dumb talk, and he was making the lame walk. And nobody seen this type of action before. Nobody knew or how to do this. Nobody else could do it. It was never done before. It was a strange phenomenon that was taking place. So I can imagine if someone that would come about that could do it as readily as Jesus was able to do it, fame would build around them, and everybody would want to be a part of this person. Everybody would want to be around them. And I believe when good things are happening, everybody wants to be around it. When great things, when miracles are taking place, people want to be around it. When deliverance is happening, people want to be around it. When manifestations are taking place, people want to be in that circle. I'm a witness. When things are happening, that people will want to be around it. So Zacchaeus, this chief ruler, wanting to get access to Jesus. Now, the ruler last week had direct access. He was able to come directly to Jesus, but Zacchaeus didn't have the direct access. Zacchaeus had a problem. For the Bible says he was little, he was short in stature. He couldn't make his way through the crowd. He couldn't see Jesus because he had some shortcomings. Hallelujah. So many times we have, well, the Bible says it this way, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. I've had my sins in my life, and I've come short of God's glory. And I'm sure that you had your sins. I don't have to call out your sins and tell you what your sins are. I don't have to call you out on your sins. You know what your sins are. I'm not a preacher that preach on what your sins are, because you know what your sins are. I just want to encourage you in Christ, because I believe that when you come to Christ and you love Christ and you want to be part of Christ, then you will recognize your own sins and you allow your sins to drop off and you will follow after Christ. That is my belief. I believe that. So I'm not going to call out your sins. I don't need to call out your sins, because you know what they are and I know what mine are. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we've all have sinned and come short in one way or the other. And sometimes when we've sinned so much, or we've sinned so bad, sometimes we're in a place that we don't think that we can get to Christ. We don't think that we deserve salvation. We don't think that we're worthy of salvation. We don't think that we can have a relationship with Jesus. We feel like we're unworthy. We're not acceptable because our sins are so dirty. Our sins are so nasty. Our sins is just unbearable. But I want to share with you, my brothers and my sisters, that your sins are forgiven. Your sins can be forgiven. We have a Savior that can forgive sins. We don't have to feel. I just want to let you know this morning that you don't have to feel that you can't do it. Sometimes we're too embarrassed to go into the church because of our own guilt that won't allow us to go into the church. And sometimes we're too embarrassed to go into the church because the church folk impress that guilt upon us. But we don't have to be embarrassed because our sins can be forgiven. We have to forgive ourselves. Christ has already done the work on the cross. He's already forgiven you. He's already given you. You have to then forgive yourself and accept the forgiveness of the work that Christ has done for you. You accept it within you and understand it's within you that power. Jesus gives us the power to do some things of our own. He has the power to do all things. He controls all things. He has the ability to manipulate all things. But then there's some things within us. Yes. There's some things within us that we have to let go. There's some things within us that we have to shed off. There's some things within us that we have to forgive ourselves for, that we have to forgive others for. There's some things within us. And I share with you, I experienced some of that earlier this week. There's some things that we just have to throw away and get behind us and let it go so we can then move forward with what God have us to do, where we can move forward with what Jesus have us to do. We have to know the way and get ahead. If we're gonna know the way, we first have to know the way of Christ. And the way of Christ says, he says, I am the truth and the life. He says, no man can get to the Father except by me. He is the way. And if we're gonna know the way, we gotta know Christ. And if we know Christ, then we got to, amen, allow Christ to work within us on the inside and take out those things that don't belong in us. We have to let anger go. We have to let frustrations go. We have to let depressions go. We have to let jealousy go. We have to let envy go. We have to let malice go. We have to let all of these things go. And the truth of the matter is these things bring on stress. And when we have stress, it causes sickness. And when we have sickness in the body, it causes weakness. And when it causes weakness, it causes the shortcomings. Yes, it brings us unto our shortcomings. And although we want to see Jesus, although we want to be a part of the crowd, although we want to get to him, although we want to have a relationship with him, we're in a place that we can't do it because we're not allowing ourselves to do it because of our shortcomings. It's because of our shortcomings. It is because of our shortcomings that we can't see Christ. He's in the midst. He's in the midst. He's in our town. He's in our neighborhoods. He's on our street. He's even in our homes, but we can't have a relationship because we are affected by our own shortcomings. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning to look deep within inside yourself and analyze yourself. I'm not gonna do it. That's for up to you to do. And just analyze yourself. And one good thing about this COVID-19 situation. Yes, there's some people can't go outside. There's some people that can't get to work. There's some people. They're stuck inside. There's some people getting sick. But one of the things, the blessings that has taken place is that it allows us to slow down and meditate and find ourselves. Yes, it gets us out of the day-to-day activity. See, sometimes we get so busy in our day-to-day activities, we got to go do this and we got to go do that and we got to take care of this and we got to take care of that and we got to go to this place and we got to attend that place and we got to go visit this and we got to go. We're just so busy and we're so busy from going to one thing to the next and we can't slow down because we got so much going on, and we got so much going around us, and we just don't have the time to take time for ourselves. And the coronavirus pandemic, although it's a negative impact on us overall, there is some positive. There is a positive opportunity within it. And if you haven't done it, I'm going to challenge you this morning. I'm going to challenge you to do it, to take inventory on yourself. I've been doing this. I've had opportunities to do this because although I work from home and technically my job haven't stopped, but I don't have to go to this place and go to that place anymore. So I have more time to take inventory on myself and see where it is that I am, where I'm at, where is it that I am, what has Elder Hodge failed? Where has Elder Hodge need to be going that he's not going? Where has Elder Hodge not been doing that he should have been doing? What is Elder Hodge weaknesses and what is Elder Hodge failures? And it doesn't matter what the outside people think. It's not about what they think, because you know, outside people, external people will judge you according to their mindset, according to their habits, according to their knowledge. So don't worry about what people, how they feel about you and how they judge you. You have to look into the scriptures and guide yourself about scriptures, what the Bible is saying to you and what the Bible is saying that you ought to be doing. You ought to look at the scriptures and let the scriptures speak to you and then analyze yourself according to the scriptures. And that is so powerful. That is so powerful because when you get into the Word of God and you allow the Word of God to speak to you, you will hear the Lord's voice saying to you, my son, my daughter, I need you and I want you and I have something for you and I need this of you. And you will learn that God is calling you to a greater heights and a higher heights and a deeper depths. And God will be expanding your mindset, and God will be expanding what your capabilities are. See, we get so tied up in the day to day, and we get so tied up in the monotonous of going to this and going to that and attending this and attending that till we're missing the true deliverance that God has for us. We're missing it. I missed it. And I thank God that he allowed me to have this moment and to have this time with him to come better oriented in me and what I need to do and what I failed to do and where I need to be going and the things that I need to be doing according to the scriptures and the knowledge and the power that he's given me. And I can't base my pathway on your pathway, and you can't base your pathway on my pathway. God gives us our own direction. He gives us our own paths. He gives our own ways that we should go. Although, no matter what road that you're on, you might be on A Street and I might be on C Street. But all roads leads to heaven. All roads leads to Christ if we're on the way to Christ. So we have to know the way. Zacchaeus, he knew the way. He knew the way that Jesus was going. He knew the direction that Jesus was going. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and Jesus, because of the road that Jesus was on, Zacchaeus knew the road that Jesus was on. He knew the way. And that's our main thought today. That's our main thought. You've got to know the way. You've got to know the way. You've got to know the way that he's going. You've got to know the road that he's on. You've got to know it. It's imperative that we know. And how do we know the road that Jesus is on? Well, we have to dig into scriptures. We have to read the Bible. We have to understand the Bible. We have to internalize the Bible to a place where that we know the way of Christ. See, when we're progressing in life, when we're moving from one position in life to the next, when we're moving from one level to the next, when we're going from one job to the next, when we're going from one elevation to the next, when we're progressing through life, we're on a road, we're on a path, we're on a career path, we're on a path through this life, and we're moving. But is that the path that's on? I just want to give you that question. I just want to give you that question this morning. Do you know that is the path that Jesus is on? I just want to talk to you this morning. I just want to talk to you and help you think about this, because as Zacchaeus understood that he had a shortcoming, he realized that he couldn't overcome the crowd, and he realized that he couldn't get to Jesus because of his shortcomings. He was little in stature. He had riches. He had money. He had power, but his riches couldn't get him there. His power couldn't get him there. His leadership couldn't get him there. He needed something else to help him to get there. He needed something else to help him to get to Jesus so that he could see Jesus. He was too short to get to Jesus. Now watch this. Although he was powerful, he had authority, although he was rich, he had money, whether he got it honestly or dishonestly, he had money and he had the power, he had the authority. He was the chief. He had the what we consider in life the things that are necessary to be successful. But although he had the natural things to be successful in what we would call natural life, he didn't have the height, he didn't have the stature, he didn't have the ability to get to Jesus. He didn't have that. He didn't feel like he had that because he was short in stature. He could have did like the woman, got on his knees and pressed his way, but he didn't think of that. But he found a different direction. Zacchaeus went ahead. And when he went ahead and he climbed up into a sycamore tree. Now understand, when you are a ruler, when you have authority, Zacchaeus lost all dignity to climb in that sycamore tree. He lost all dignity to climb in that sycamore tree. He humbled himself. He had power, but he humbled himself. He had authority, but he humbled himself. He had riches. He had all the things that in this life we would consider successful, but he humbled himself. He wasn't so dignified to the point that he didn't think, the tree wasn't above him climbing. It didn't stop him from climbing in it, having what people would think about the rich ruler, the chief publican, what people think about him, what they had to say about him, what they, the conversations, the haters would say about him. they were already talking about him, because if we look further in the scriptures, they considered him a thief. They considered him unworthy. They just knew he was a sinner. Amen. So he was already at a point that they talked about him, and he didn't care anymore. He didn't care what people had to say. He didn't care what they talked about. He didn't care. He lost care for what society had to say, what society thought was normal. He lost care for that, because he wanted to see Jesus. That's so powerful. That is so powerful this morning, because a lot of times we don't do things because of what other people say. We don't do, Lord, say do, because of what other people may think about what we're doing. We don't act because of what we think what other people will say about us, acting because of what other people are going to say. And I'm here to let you know, it doesn't matter what other people say. It don't matter what they think about you. It don't matter how they talk about you. It don't matter how they put you down. It don't matter how they hate on you. It doesn't matter how they envy you. It doesn't matter how much jealousy they have towards you. It doesn't matter. Amen. All that matters is the fact that you're trying to see Jesus. Yes, that is it. That is it. It's about Jesus. It ain't about nothing else. It ain't about money. It ain't about fame. It ain't about authority. It ain't about, it's about Jesus. All you want to do is see Jesus. And if all you want to do is see Jesus, you should, amen, just lower yourself. Amen. Don't worry about the dignified and lose your dignity. Amen. Just climb up in that sycamore tree. Amen. As much as you want to. Amen. And high as you need to go. Just climb up in that sycamore tree. Whatever it takes for you to see Jesus. And I understand this. Understand this. As a sycamore tree, amen, is also a fig mulberry tree. Yes. It bears fruit. Glory to God. Sycamore tree bears fruit. Now understand. When Zacchaeus climbed up into that sycamore tree, that tree bore the fruit like it never bore before. Amen. Because Zacchaeus, amen, was able, amen, to have a relationship with Jesus, because Jesus saw him up that sycamore tree, amen, and a soul was bared for Jesus. A soul was bared to the kingdom. A soul, amen, was brought, amen, into the kingdom of God. Amen. And that tree bore the fruit. It might have had some figs on it. Amen. They might have been the sweetest figs, amen, that you could possibly get. It might have been the ripest fig, amen. But that sycamore tree bore the fruit like never before. It was the best, amen, fruit that it could ever bear. Amen. And that was a man's soul. And if that man had not lost his dignity, amen, to climb up into that tree, that fruit never would have came to fruition. Amen. It came to fruition, amen, because he climbed in the tree, because he had the faith, amen, to see Jesus. Amen. He knew, amen, if he could get ahead, amen, he knew if he could go ahead of Christ and climb up in the tree, that he could see Jesus. And because he climbed up in the tree and he saw Jesus, amen, Jesus saw him and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. Make haste. Today I must abide in thine house. Ha! Amen, amen. And Jesus is saying that to us this morning. He's saying that to you and he's saying that to me. Make haste. Amen. Make haste with faith. It was faith, amen, that sent him ahead. Amen. It was faith that showed him the way. Amen. It was faith, amen, that got him on the right path. It was faith, amen, that humbled him to climb up in that tree. It was the faith, amen, that Zacchaeus had, amen, to get up there, and it was because of his faith. Hallelujah. It was because of his faith, amen, that Jesus was able to look up and see him. Jesus was passing that way, and it was his faith, amen, that let him know the way. And it was because of his faith, it was his faith that got him to get ahead. And when he got ahead, amen, he was able to produce a fruit out of that tree. He was able to produce a fruit out of the tree. Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. Because today I must abide in your house. Is Jesus talking to you this morning? Is Jesus talking to you this morning and telling you, whatever your name is, sister Betty, sister Joanne, brother Frank, or whatever your name is, amen, you should just call out your name, and Jesus is saying your name, amen. He said, I must abide in your house, not your physical house, but your body, this house. I must abide in your house. Jesus is calling you this morning. He's calling me. He's saying, I must abide in your house. Do you know that he must abide in your house this morning? Are you allowing him to abide in your house this morning? Jesus wants to abide in your house. All you have to do is let. He's calling right now. He's calling your name. There's a songwriter made a song. He said, he knows my name. He knows your name. He knows all about you. He knows your uprisings and your downsetting. He knows the number of hairs that's up on your head. He knows all about you. He knows your birthday. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Oh, he's here in Homestead. He's in Miami. He's in Jacksonville. He's in Tallahassee. Oh, he's in Punta Gorda. He's in Orlando. He's in Lakeland. He's, oh God, he's in Greenville. He's in Alabama. He's in Georgia. Amen. Wherever you're at this morning, amen, God is there, and he knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows exactly who you are. He knows what your shortcomings are. You don't have to call out your shortcomings. Just say, Lord, forgive me. You don't know. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. And he's calling your name right now. He's calling you, and he wants to abide in your house. He wants to abide in your house. Will you let him abide in your house this morning? Jesus wants to abide with you. He said, if you abide in me, I'll abide with you. Come now, make haste. In other words, do it quickly. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Do it quickly. Make haste. Bible tells us that Zacchaeus came down joyfully and received him joyfully. He came down with gladness. He came down with joy. He was excited that Jesus knew his name. He was excited, amen, that Jesus called him. He was excited, amen, and you should be excited this morning that Jesus knows your name. You should be excited, oh, that he's calling you. You should be excited, that he wants to abide with you, and you abide with him. You should be excited this morning and receive him joyfully. Receive him joyfully. Receive him. Receive him. Receive him joyfully. The Bible tells us that Jesus went and abided in Zacchaeus' house. And when he abided in Zacchaeus' house, there was some murmurous. There was haters. There was jealousy. There were some envious people, and they were talking about Jesus. They was talking about Jesus because Jesus was abiding in the house of a sinner. He was abiding in the house of a sinner. You know, Jesus don't always do what we think he ought to do. Sometimes we try to have him figured out, but Jesus came, he said it in his word, I came to save the lost. He said in another scripture, he says that those that are well doesn't need a physician. But those that are sick, if you don't have the coronavirus, you don't need to be hanging out at the hospital right now. But those that are sick, and I come to tell you, Jesus went to the cross for those that are sick. One day I was sick in my sins, but I heard the Lord call me. One day I wasn't right, but I heard him call me. You should hear him calling you this morning. He's calling your name. He went to the cross for those very sins. He went to the cross for those shortcomings. He went to the cross for those wrongdoings. And I don't intend to let his hanging on the cross be in vain. But I'm so glad that he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. And I'm so glad that when they buried him in that borrowed tomb, I'm so glad that he got up on the third day with all power in his hands. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that when he got up with all power in his hands, amen, that it wasn't a man completed, amen, but he arose and he ascended into heaven. And he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. I'm so glad. Amen, that he making intercession for you and I. The Lord that I serve, he ain't dead. Amen, but he's still alive. Amen, and he knows your name. You got to know the way. Amen, and you got to get ahead. By faith, amen, know the way. And by faith, get ahead. Amen, if you know the way and you get ahead. Amen. You can, amen, have a relationship with Christ. Amen. If you humble yourself and climb the sycamore tree. Amen. You can have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. If you let whatever is keeping you back go. Let the haters conversation go. Let, amen, whatever, amen, stopping you go. Amen, and come to Jesus because he's calling you right now. He wants to abide in your house right now. Tell the Lord, thank you, and tell him, I give my life unto thee. I give up right now, and I give over my life to you. There is nothing I want more than to see Jesus because he's coming back for a ready church. He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. I don't want no spots and I don't want any wrinkles, but I want to be ready for when he comes. And I want to see Jesus one day, amen, when he bow on the cloud. Amen, I want to see Jesus. I don't know about you, but I hope you want to see him too. And I just want you to say thank you. Amen, because Jesus is calling you. He knows your name. You just got to know the way. Amen, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen, they can't get to the Father, amen, except by me. Amen, know the way. And get ahead and come to Jesus. Amen, I just want you to be encouraged this morning. Amen, that you can have a relationship with him. I want to encourage you this morning, amen, that you can do it with him. Amen, I want to encourage you, amen, because Zacchaeus, amen, when he got into his relationship with Jesus, amen, he said, I will give half my goods unto the poor, amen, and if anything that I have that I got unrighteously, amen, I will return it fourfold. Amen, it wasn't required. Amen, for him to do it fourfold. Amen, if you go by the law, amen, he only had to give about 20%, amen, of back in restitution. Amen, but Zacchaeus wanted to give back in fourfold. In other words, it wasn't about, amen, the giving it back. Amen, it wasn't about the restitution. amen, but it was about his faith, amen, and believing that God had given him a new life. It was about his faith, amen, that God had given him a new way. It was about his faith that God has given him a new belief. It was about his faith that Christ had come into his life. Christ was abiding in his house. And when Christ abides into your house, amen, you just do things differently. Amen, you go up and beyond. Amen, you go up and aboard and overboard. Amen, to do the right thing. Amen, he just wanted to do the right thing because he had a relationship with Jesus. I don't know about you, but I just want to do the right thing with Jesus. Amen, life. I want to do the right thing towards you. I want to do the right thing toward my wife. I want to do the right thing toward my church members. I want to do the right thing toward my co-workers. I want to do the right thing toward my neighborhood. I want to do the right thing to my leaders. I want to do the right thing, amen, to my friends and all my family. I want to do the right thing because Jesus is in my life. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I want to do what's right, amen, because Jesus is in my house, amen. And when you have Jesus in your house, amen, you want to do what's right. I want to do what's right, and I hope you do too. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. I just wanted to talk this morning. I just wanted to talk this morning. When we know the way, amen, we can get ahead. Amen. And look at Zacchaeus. Yeah, he was rich and he had maybe deceived some folks, and he may have taken some things that he didn't deserve, and he wanted to give all of those things back. He wanted to give restitution back. Amen. But understand this, that is the way of success. Amen. Doing the right thing. When you want to be successful in life, do the right thing. God has blessed because I've done the right thing. I don't want to do the right thing. When they play the songs, amen, on this program, my wife said, "You're the only one, amen, that pay for songs." Yes, I want to pay for songs, amen, because, amen, somebody else, amen, did that work, that they may get paid for it. So I'm going to buy the songs. I'm not going to go to the free download place because I'm stealing from those individuals who's done the work to get paid for those songs. And yes, I'm going to pay for those songs because I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing because Zacchaeus understood if he could see Jesus. And Jesus called him down out of the tree and wanted to abide in his house. He wanted to do what's right. And we should take this example in our lives, and we understand that whatever negativity, whatever shortcomings that we have, whatever issues that we have that keep us from our relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, we should not allow those things. We should not allow those things to prevent that, but yet we should humble ourselves. We should humble ourselves like Zacchaeus. Amen. We don't have to have dignity. Amen. We can let them talk. We can let the people talk. We don't have to have people praising us. We can let them talk. Amen. Let them talk, but you, amen, get in a place that you can see Jesus. And when you get to that place where you can see Jesus, amen, I want you to then let him abide in your house. Won't you pray with me? Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbled before thee this morning. Oh God, we thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you, oh God, for giving us your book, the Bible, that we may read it and know the way. God, that we may know the way that you're going, oh God, and know the path that you're taking, oh Father God, that we can, oh God, get ahead, oh God. And once we get ahead, God, and we can see you, oh, get in a place that we can see you, God, through your word, oh, get in a place that we can have a relationship through your word, get in a place, God, oh God, that we can, oh, enjoy you and have, oh, let you abide with us and we abide in you. God, we pray now, God, that you just touch our hearts and touch our minds on this morning. Oh, Father God, oh, do it like never before. Oh, God, rain down a blessing in our house, oh, God, and let it overflow. Let it overflow into our family members. Oh, God, let it overflow, oh, God, to our cousins and oh, God, to our, oh, God, our neighbors, oh, God, and everyone, oh, God, that we come in contact with. God, let, oh, your blessings just overflow upon us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray now, oh, that you just touch us, oh, in a mighty way. Look on those that are sick this morning. Oh, God, touch them, or wherever they may be, whether in the hospitals, the nursing homes, oh, God, in their home. Oh, God, those that are reckoned with pain, oh, we know you for a deliverer, and we know that you can heal. God, do it for them in the name of Jesus. Pray for them right now. God, those that are suffering and grieving, oh, because of death. Oh, God, those that have died naturally and those that have died because of the COVID-19. And, oh, God, we know, God, that it's not over. Oh, God, so we ask that you just comfort their hearts. Strengthen us all, God. Oh, as we go through this time of the pandemic, give us all that strength of you. Oh, comfort us and hide us in your bosom in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you because we know at the end of the book, God, you said that we're more than conquerors. You said that we already are winners and we know that we have the victory in you. And we want to trust you right now, God. We trust you with our life. We trust you with our hearts. We trust you with our minds and we give it all up to you, God. We humble ourselves and we're getting in a place that we can see you, oh God, that we can, oh God, have a relationship with you, that you can abide with us. Oh, and we can abide with you. We want to do it right now at this very moment, oh God. So God, forgive us for our shortcomings right now in the name of Jesus, and help us that we may be stronger in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for spending this time with us, and we thank you for listening to us. We hope that we said something. We hope that we encourage you, amen, to live for Christ. We hope that we encourage you to do better. Amen. Than what you've been doing. Not saying that you've been doing bad, but that you want to move up to a greater level in Christ. Have a greater relationship with Him. That He abide in your house, and that you abide in Him, and that you allow Him to abide with you, and that you guys could have a relationship with one another. I pray that for you. I pray that for you. And again, I just want to encourage you in Jesus. Want you to have a life of abundance like never before. Amen. And that's with Jesus Christ. That's knowing the way and that's getting ahead. Yes. And when you can live with Jesus, Jesus will bless you. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of your family. And I'm not saying that everything is going to go right all the time. Amen. But through the hard times, through the difficult times, Jesus will be there with you, and He will strengthen you, and He will see you through. If you have any prayer requests, you go to Faith Life and look up under groups, look up Triumph Life Ministries, join the group. You can submit your prayer requests on there, on the group, and I will be able to see and I will be able to pray with you. You can also email us, info@triumphlife.org. That's a little different. It's info, I-N-F-O, at triumphlife.org. You can email us your prayer request, your contact information, and we will set an appointment with you and make time to call you, and we will pray with you. Amen. We just want to encourage you through this time and hope that we can be of service to you in the Lord. And we want to do that all that we can to help you get through this moment. We hope that God has kept you and blessed you. And until next Sunday, we ask that you just stay prayerful and continue to keep your mind on Christ. God will bless us through this pandemic. We love you. We pray for you. And God bless you. Amen.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen. I-
Yeah.